Har jeg ingenting en av terrorist regime. You've heard the talking heads on your television tell you what a terrorist regime is. You know what the hallmarks for a terrorist regime is. Iconic descriptions of terrorist regimes include things like Stalin's Soviet Union and Germany's Adolf Hitler's Germany, Saddam Hussein's Iraq. You know, what is it that makes these terrorist regimes terrorist regimes? According to the talking heads on your television, what is it that makes? And you know what I'm pointing to here is like the possibility that you could be living in a terrorist regime and you might not know it. Because like within Iraq, well, Saddam Hussein was killing his own people and invading Kuwait. The people in Iraq thought Saddam Hussein was a wonderful guy, with no idea of the crimes against humanity he was committing against their fellow Iraqis. And Nazi Germany, you know, the same. Hitler was invading countries and killing his own people. And people in Germany, you know, it seems a bit implausible that they wouldn't know what was going on, but that was their official story, as they didn't know what Hitler was doing even after the war. But the thing that made Hitler's regime a terrorist regime, that he was invading countries and killing his own people. And Stalin's Soviet Union, he kind of took over from Vladimir Lenin when Trotsky was kind of, you know, politically destroyed, you know. And, you know, his regime is considered a terrorist regime because he was invading countries and killing his own people. And you know that this is the version of reality that's, you know, on your TV, you know, the sort of people that promote Tony Blair and George W. Bush and, you know, the stuff that's on the BBC, whoever it is that's behind all this war against Russia and the war against Donald Trump, you know. According to their information, according to the information they provide, like that, these are hallmarks of a terrorist regime, a regime that kills its own people and invades other countries. And, you know, one of the hallmarks of these regimes is the propaganda that gets used to conceal, the censorship that gets used to conceal what the government is doing to its own people. You'll notice that in the country that you live in, you know, there are people that work for the government. And when you ask anyone, like, you're coming to me because you're the government, and they'll be like, no, I'm not the government. But you'll recognise them because they're in positions which are purely funded through taxation. Maybe in future they'll try to conceal that simple state of affairs. You know, that there's your tax dollars coming to arrest you because you committed a victimless crime, you disobeyed the master. So if you're living in, you know, Iraq, or, you know, Stalin's Russia, or Nazi Germany, you're living in a terrorist regime, according to the talking heads on TV, but you're subject to propaganda and censorship so that you're not fully aware of what it is that the regime that you're living in is doing. And you might get a false impression that the regime that you're living in is actually the good guys, until you see all the mass graves and the various people that have been killed by the regime. Now, what if there was, like, you know, if this happened in Stalin's Russia, or, you know, Nazi Germany, or Saddam Hussein's Iraq, but the whole propaganda apparatus just collapsed overnight, people just stopped believing it, and they started seeing the truth behind all the lies, and they recognised that the regime that they were living in was, injecting granny with experimental drugs, and blaming it on people who were rejecting Nuremberg Code violations. Would you say the government was killing its own people? If the government is promoting the use of suicide clinics as a sort of normal everyday treatment for people who are suicidal, would you say that's the government killing its own people? Because these are the sort of things that were, you know, going on in Iraq and Russia, like the people who were subjected to these violations of the Genocide Convention were quite unaware that they were being killed off, even in those labour camps in Nazi Germany. You know, significant numbers of people had no idea that they were just cattle. The propaganda and censorship was such, but what would happen if the propaganda apparatus just collapsed overnight and you could see right through it? And you recognise that you were in fact living in a terrorist regime, and part and parcel of what that terrorist regime was creating stories about other regimes, claiming they're terrorist regimes, pointing fingers at other people and never acknowledging their own crimes against humanity. Now, when you talk like this, you know, I've said something between the lines here, you know. When you talk like this, you'll come across people, even on these nutty conspiracy theory sites, as the media like to describe them. You'll find people on it that are, it's the Jews, you know, because the Genocide Convention get mentioned, and, well, the BBC is making sure that you know about Benjamin Netanyahu dropping bombs and Gazans. But has it even remotely reported the contents of the Genocide Convention? What it relates to? I mean, you might be aware that the Epstein files were never about sex parties on a Caribbean island, but about vote rigging that led to the January the 6th incident, and you might have bought into the media's story about sex parties on a Caribbean island, where you distracted from what the truth was. And, you know, when you're seeing bombs dropping on people, these are things that are dealt with by the Geneva Convention. The Genocide Convention is in regards to what governments do during peace times, what they do to their own people in their own countries. Ethnic cleansing by government policy before any bombs drop. From 1933 to 1939, Germans, and specifically Jewish Germans, and anyone that wasn't on board with the regime was subjected to ethnic cleansing in Nazi Germany. And it's, you know, a very, you know, poignant description of a terrorist regime. And we now hear people say, oh, it's the Jews, you know, when the Geneva Convention would apply. They appear to have no acknowledgement of the Nuremberg Code violations of 2020. And for many of them, when you dig into what they're really all about, they regard the Nuremberg Code to be no longer relevant in a world that they are dominating and controlling. There, a lot of the people who are spreading this it's the Jews things are actually people in you know, government positions. It's hard to identify that, and digital ID is going to help, you know, conceal their who they are. But back when all this, before it got to pure open it's the Jews distractions, you know, I managed to see the IP addresses of these internet trolls who were basically coming along into, you know, people who were concerned about their liberty and their freedom as, well, Patriot Act in America and surveillance state Britain was being installed, you know. They were gathering in internet forums and they were coming across people who were saying, oh yeah, I'm on your side and it's the Jews. I'm on your side and I hate women. I'm on your side and I hate black people. I'm on your side and these people are not with us. If you're someone who rejected the Nuremberg Code violations of 2020 outright, you know, you've been falsely accused of being a granny killer by the people who committed Nuremberg Code violations against granny, killing her with experimental drugs and ventilation machines using PCR tests that couldn't possibly work according to the inventor of the PCR test. You know, you might find that there are people who are saying, oh, you're unvaccinated, I'm unvaccinated as well, we're purebloods. Let's all stand together because we're purebloods. That's a supremacist ideology. And I can say pretty much safely that the people who are saying purebloods and supremacist ideology, they are all vaccinated. They are only pretending to be vaccinated to look like-minded to you. Well, they pervert you towards going along with the agenda that you might not notice threaded through every aspect of the mainstream media, whether it's the news, whether it's a documentary, whether it's a soap opera, whether it's a comedy, whether it's some show like Strictly Come Dancing or one of these celebrity talk shows. There is all sorts of agenda that runs through these well-scripted shows. Question Time is a TV programme in the United Kingdom. You might be aware of a similar format in your own country. Don't know every country, but they've repeated this. Like, you know, BBC, I think, is Question Time. There's another one that's on the other channel that's doing the exact same thing. And the format is that politicians are brought onto the stage and a studio audience gets to ask them questions. And you would think, well, that's quite good. That's good for democracy. At a glance, that's good for democracy. But when you've, you know, seen these things and witnessed what's really going on, you realise these are highly scripted propaganda pieces. The questions that these politicians get are, if you actually manage to get into the studio audience of like Question Time or something like that, you will need to be accompanied by someone who's like, you know, they work as a nurse or a policeman or some essential worker, or you'd have to be an essential worker, you know, before you'd even get near a TV studio like that. But if you're, you know, an essential worker, you know, and you've got, you know, you don't believe in the lies of the system, you can see through it now. You know, you see this show of Question Time, you know, in the audience, you could be in the audience asking questions, and you think, well, that's great, because now these politicians will need to answer questions towards the people they're making these rules and regulations for. Well, actually, it's not quite how Question Time actually works. Before questions are ever asked in the live studio audience, these are never live, you know, there's always like a certain delay, so that if something goes, you know, somebody tells the truth, they can cut off the signal so that people don't get to hear the truth being spoken on their TV networks. It's not a live studio audience, but I did witness you know, a situation where someone had you know, asked a question of a politician. And David Dimbleby, the spokesman, the speaker who kind of, you know, sits in the middle of all these politicians, he basically says, oh, you can't ask that question. And it's just a question that the audience member would ask. Now, if you're perceiving Question Time to be what it looks like at a glance, you would be like, what do you mean you can't ask questions? This is Question Time. This is the purpose of it. No, its purpose is propaganda. Now, the full, you know, investigation of what that was all about was that the questions are pre-submitted to the Question Time, you know, studio in advance of people actually appearing, and the audience doesn't even get on until all these questions have been submitted. They pick and choose what questions are allowed to be asked, and they pre-brief the politicians and, you know, what, do you want to answer this question, do you want to answer that? And the politicians get to pick and choose what they want to talk about, and it appears like it's actually the audience that's creating the story, when in fact it's all pretty much rigged by a combination of the television dictatorship and the politicians who pretend to represent the people they would never be honest with. They pick and choose those questions, and basically you're a prop. You know, when David Dimbleby points at you and says, look, you can ask your question, you're a prop. A lucky person who's been asked to ask the question that you pre-submitted, not because they were interested in, you know, you getting to ask a question, but because that was a great, you know, political piece for one of the politicians on the stage that decided, oh, that's a great topic, and it looks like it's coming from the bottom up rather than the top down. As I keep saying, you're living in a hierarchical system of slavery. Democracy is a fraud.